Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Welcome to Rosecast, the number one Bachelor in Paradise recap podcast, hosted by Mel and Rachel, best friend duo. Two announcements.
What we got?
This was the final episode for our Rose League this week.
Oh.
Next week is engagements.
So we got a winner?
We don't trust our winners, or we don't trust our listeners.
No.
To not cheat and or just avoid the engagement headlines. You've seen them. Don't act like you haven't seen them. You know who's engaged.
We know you know.
We don't know.
I don't know.
Because I do avoid it. But y'all know, and that's unfair.
So we got a winner.
So we'll announce
the
winner of this episode and the full season t-shirt winner at the end. However, if you want to know now, just go to the app. You can see it. It's not secret information. Secondly, a few of you have asked about Survivor because we mentioned it casually. And didn't indicate where we would be recapping Survivor. We are recapping Survivor. It is on our Patreon feed. It is not as detailed as these recaps. Probably about 10, 15, 20 minutes. Probably 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's within an episode that has other stuff too.
The premiere of Survivor, if you're interested in that, we discuss it on our show that was released this week, Tuesday, and it is free. At patreon.com/RimandAB, it's
free.
Unlocked, so if you want to try before you buy. Did I miss anything on the Survivor explanation, AB?
Can't beat free, Rim.
I can't hear you now.
You can't hear me? What's going on here?
Oh, I had my volume turned on. Say, what'd you say?
You hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I was talking the whole time. I'm like, why is Rim not responding to these funny little things I'm saying
God
to what he's
it.
Saying?
I was wondering why you weren't
responding
saying anything.
To what you're saying.
What were you saying?
I don't remember. I had some stuff in there. Bouncing back and forth. We were bouncing back and forth still. I wasn't sure positive that you couldn't hear me.
I was wondering what your problem was. Like, what's your deal today?
Why is he so quiet? Like, why? Then I thought, wait, why is Rim ignoring me? He must have something big here. He just wants to get through this.
No, I would have loved for you to be chatting
the first
me up
little
the whole
bit,
time.
The first little bit, I'm like, okay, this you were responding at the perfect times. So I wasn't sure, but then you completely ignored one thing I said that was pretty funny.
That was pretty funny. So you're saying we had chemistry even when
we
can't
had chemistry.
Hear each other.
We had half chemistry, but then the chemistry stopped. And that's when I realized you couldn't hear me.
That's pretty good. All right, well, I'll go back and post and figure out what you said. Did I miss anything?
No, I don't think so.
All right.
I said something about being free, and I don't know.
Was it funny? Yeah.
I don't remember. Probably not. No, you didn't miss anything.
I hope you like it. We should know. We've never watched Survivor before, so it's two new guys. I mean, we spent like 5 minutes speculating about what an idol could be.
Did you mention that it's on our Patreon and explain what that is?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't explain what the Patreon. You'll see when you get there. We'll see. Patreon.com/
It's our weekly podcast.
I'm bashful about pushing it. So check out that episode.
It's
free.
It is at the end of each episode going forward. We'll recap. It won't be a full. It's not a full Survivor episode. Though there's other stuff. What's going on in the world, and then other things we're recapping as well. We got tons
of banter.
We're recapping all sorts of stuff, and the chemistry is off the charts.
Yeah, and usually we have both our sound on, so we can hear each other. Can't guarantee it. All right, let's go to the Paradise episode.
Square up.
Square up. It's a square up. There you go.
Square up, period.
Title of the episode. A 3-hour joint. Aaron and Ivan continuation from their confrontation. Ivan
was
gets
this 3 hours?
What's going on realize. With you in time these days?
I'm watching on Hulu, and it gives you... I was off. I watched it all. But I thought in the middle of it, I'm like, this is, feels long as hell. And it still says an hour 30. It still says an hour 30. But then I just went past that.
I was like, good gracious. It felt really, it was a good episode. Long. But for some reason, it felt extremely long.
Yeah, I agree. I didn't realize it was 3 hours. That makes a lot more sense now.
I think next week probably is the finale is this too. All right. So Ivan gets real big. Tough guy mode.
Tough guy.
And Aaron seems surprised and kind of backed down. He's like, oh, I didn't expect that from Ivan. Aaron reminds us at this point that Ivan told him he wouldn't take anybody's rose. Then he made out with Chelsea in plain sight. And Chelsea and Aaron are rosed up. Rosed up, boot up, remix, rosed up. Aaron and James obviously retreat to headquarters. They battle.
Emergency union meeting. Emergency.
The enemies are encroaching.
You just squared up with Ivan, and now everyone's against you.
He didn't back down. It's just us against the world.
I'll say this. Ivan had a little more dog in him than I thought he would.
It's possible this wasn't his first.
Yesterday, last week when we were roasting Ivan, I think we both had the assumption that that man doesn't fight, and I'm not so sure about that
one
anymore.
Would think, yes.
I'm not so sure about that anymore.
I would agree. And I think Aaron sensed that.
Okay, even though I'm bigger, this guy is not backing down. So
no, he's not. Let me go get my boy James.
Let me go give big body James. Also, something else to note, the security wasn't going to break that up.
Why do you say that?
At least before, in a show where fighting is not, like, I would have guessed security would have been there and break it up before anything could have happened. Something could have happened here. Like,
I think
push
you're right.
Or a punch could have been thrown here. Well, and security wouldn't have been there until after.
Security is Paulie on this show, and he was
probably
getting a foot
massage.
Well,
they have real security.
I know, but he
would have
been the first
security.
One in, I think.
That's what I'm saying. I think
they weren't prepared.
I didn't expect that from this show. I would have expected security instantly, but no. Now I know fights are allowed on the show. Okay, if you want to get a couple punches off, you guys can fight.
You can do it. You can.
You'll leave, but like in some shows, you can't even get you won't even have a chance to fight.
James has a thought, and he thinks the timing of Ivan's makeout is a little suspicious, given that there's a rose ceremony tonight. He might be just trying to get a rose.
I agree, James.
So this was the hot topic on the beach for a while. Everyone wants to get to the bottom of it. Ivan's telling his boys that Chelsea came up to him and pulled him aside. When you were watching this, did you think, I'm pretty sure he pulled her?
Yeah.
Did you remember? Yeah, so I was like, I don't know, Ivan.
Yeah, I wrote here, Ivan's lying.
Oh, you're confident in it.
Yes,
I was pretty sure.
I was positive.
More kind of shit talk back and forth and some to the camera. Ivan says Aaron's not on his level. Aaron's just a kid. He's realizing he doesn't have a real connection here.
Wow.
Ivan was born in March 1992. Aaron was born in September 1994. Okay, so 2.5 years.
Okay.
I don't know if they're both in their 20s, both in their late 20s, kid.
Yeah, same age.
I feel like you're
in the same age group.
To me, you're same age. Yeah. Aaron and the guys are in a power circle. He apologizes for how heated it got. And then runs down what Ivan said and how.
Just explain it to the guys, like, why I acted like I acted.
Ivan seems to have contradicted himself, is what he says.
Yes.
And Ivan keeps leaning on the claim that Chelsea pulled him. Mm-hmm. And Aaron has this confused look on his face. So they run the tape back Bravo style. On Bravo, every episode, someone makes something up out of nothing on Bravo.
They
just run the tape back. They're like, actually.
Just a reminder for the viewers, this is what happened.
In the rewind, they show Ivan saying he's not taking anyone's rose to Aaron. They show Aaron's side of the story occurred, basically.
Yes.
And then he
Aaron's
asked Chelsea to talk. Yes.
Yes.
What did you make of Ivan's defense here? He seemed to be focusing more on Aaron's demeanor rather than the facts of the situation, because as we just saw, the facts are not on his side.
Ivan was lying. There's no getting around that.
There's no getting around it. There's no getting around that.
But I think he knew at that point he had the boys backing him.
He had the boys.
So he might as well continue the lie and turn this shit on to Aaron. It might not ever get back to him. It might not ever catch up with you. So right now he can make Aaron look silly, and he does. He makes Aaron look silly, walk away.
When you are in this kind of a debate and Riley comes to your defense...
Yeah.
You probably feel like you can get away with anything. Like, well, I'm good. I got the enforcer here because Riley got in Aaron's face simply because Aaron found it hard to believe.
I would say Riley turned it up to a level that didn't need to happen again. It was a little too much. It was already there. These guys squared up and then it was calmed down again. And then Riley out of nowhere.
Aaron basically said, I find it hard to believe that Ivan, and he said it in his Aaron kind of beach bro way. I find it hard to believe that Ivan developed feelings for Chelsea during that 5-minute conversation they had. And Riley took extreme offense to this, which, as it turned out, was...
Riley takes this process extremely seriously. Him and Joe, take it a little too seriously, I'd say.
I thought they needed to... This was the moment where you got to pull out the indoor recess TV on the stand and show everyone the footage so we can all be on the same
wheel
page.
It out. Yeah, because
now we're
it
just going
there.
In circles. Like everyone's put their stake in the ground. Now let's figure out what actually happened.
No, or the Michael Jordan iPads in
exactly,
the last dance.
Exactly. Oh,
that's what they needed. Here's a couple iPads. What? Everyone take a look at this. Here's what Chelsea and here's the actual situation. Then we get to the bottom of it. That'd be funny if they did that.
They should, honestly.
I love when they play the footage for the people that are lying. Like, Ivan, here's an iPad of you saying this. Care to comment?
Dude, they gotta have iPads on set at all times.
Yeah.
There's Chelsea. Chelsea hasn't been around. Literally everyone but Chelsea is on the beach discussing this. And I wrote down, where is Chelsea? I wish we could have
her.
They sequestered her on purpose to keep her away from... Yeah. They wanted to see how big this would
get. It made the situation better.
Of course. So Natasha's explaining what's going on with Chelsea, and Chelsea stops her mid-story and says, I didn't pull Ivan.
I didn't pull that motherfucker.
He asked me to talk. So then Aaron pulls Chelsea. She says, hey, how are you doing, Aaron? Are you okay? He goes, yeah, they all ganged up on me and stuff, but it's okay. Which, of course, is rich coming from Aaron, the union leader.
Mr. Gang up on a single person.
Mr. Pixel, get him out of here.
He's the king of teaming up on people to get them off the show. That's what his deal is.
One of the most powerful non-contending contestants we've ever seen on a flagship show. He controlled
who
went home for 3 weeks straight. It was amazing.
Yes.
And then they kiss out of nowhere.
Yeah, weird kiss. Very weird kiss. I didn't understand that kiss. It still doesn't change the fact, I don't care who pulled who, you still made out with Ivan minutes ago.
True.
Why would I kiss you right now?
Aaron's he keeps his focus on one thing at a time. Ivan and Chelsea. You know, this whole time I was wondering, what's the end game, Ivan? I didn't see a path to the truth not coming out. And especially when I didn't think he would talk with Chelsea and Chelsea would be like, this is how it happened, but I want to give you my rose, so I'll just pretend like your side of the story is like this was going to, it was going to be expose him. So
I think he maybe hoped that Aaron would go home and they wouldn't ever get no one would even question the story. That would be the end game, I would think. It's just hopefully this never comes out because Aaron goes home and we all just move on.
We all move on. Ivan is rapidly his rate of speech was quick here, and that's how you knew
the man was fumbling over his words
big time. Chelsea says, hey, everyone says you said you pulled me.
Hey, you
and
dumbass.
This Ivan's response was, he leans down, he goes, what's that? Which is a classic, hold on, let me think of something real quick. That's buying a couple beats.
When you say, what's that? And it's very, and I have spoken very clearly to you of what I'm saying.
Bar. You heard her. Are you heard her?
He's acting like.
Huh? Say something? I didn't hear what you said. I couldn't hear you. You heard her.
That is a classic situation where someone's buying a few moments to try to get out of this. You heard what they said. You weren't expecting them to say that. And now you need a second to collect your thoughts.
You said what?
You talking to me?
Oh, you said... that's not what I said.
No, not me.
So he changes the story. He says, I definitely polled you. I said Chelsea has an interest that was there. Ivan's confidence, his confident demeanor is gone. He was talking to Aaron like, you're out of luck, buddy. She's giving the roast to me. And now it's like,
what
are you going to do? And then shortly after, Wells wraps up the cocktail party. I enjoyed this drama. I liked it. I thought this was good.
Absolutely.
And it's not over.
Absolutely.
Pre-roast ceremony drama, Aaron says, Aaron says, quote, Ivan's a sketchy guy with no morals and his integrity is lacking considerably. And this is what I'm talking about when I say Aaron is funny and might not even know it half the time. I mean, given how relatively unserious the situation is, it's not as if Chelsea and Aaron are married and it's not as, you know, this is what happens on the beach. He says, Ivan's a sketchy guy with no morals and his integrity is lacking considerably. Tough. Wells gives this big speech when they're all lined up for the rose ceremony. And Ivan's got this look on his face like, let's just get this over with. And hopefully they don't make that into a storyline. Hopefully I just get the rose and we get out of here. And that's it. What did you make of Ivan and Wells down on the beach in the principal's office?
Wells says, I have something came up that I have to address. That's how he starts the rose ceremony. It's something that happened at the hotel when we were sheltering from the storm. Now, I thought...
Different storm is brewing.
I thought him and Chelsea had formed a relationship, and that was kind of the pieces missing. But no, it had nothing to do with that. Wells asks him, or basically gives him the floor. You know, come clean. We have you on camera. We know what you did. We got the tape. Do you want me to bring out the iPad? I will. He says that last night at the hotel, I was kind of feeling lost in paradise. Good look. Some of his stuff made me think someone wrote this for him, to be honest.
It was a little like tie it back to the show.
Yeah, there's a lot
in
of
a weird way.
Kind of feeling lost in paradise, had no connections, and I didn't know where to go, really. Oh, you didn't need to go anywhere. You're in a hotel room for one. You have roommates, and you just stay in there and watch the TV or whatever. And last night, I spent time with Alexa at the hotel. Now, I didn't know who the hell Alexa was. Did you know?
No, I she didn't pop in my head. I looked her up. I remember her headshot. I don't remember much of her on Peter's season of the show.
I still don't remember. I haven't looked her up, so okay. I'm excited to see if she comes down. Wells then asks her what relationship with her. And then this is where he ties it back to the show again. He's like, Alexa, she was on Peter's season of The Bachelor. Why would he say that?
I don't know.
And I was just hoping she get brought down here from the beginning. I thought it was weird that he mentioned she was on Peter's season from The Bachelor. Like, they're all part of The Bachelor franchise.
She's not an outsider.
Like, he was narrating it and someone wrote this down for him to me.
Maybe. I wouldn't be surprised.
You know, Alexa, she was on Peter's season of The Bachelor.
I don't think anybody wrote it because it took forever for him to get to the meat of what was going on. He basically had a long preamble.
What I gathered is she was on his list of people he wanted to meet. He then started lying about how he figured out where she was in the hotel.
That story made no sense.
I believe his story was he somehow happened upon a producer's phone, and on that phone happened to be... He was acting like it was a newspaper, like you don't have to unlock phones and stuff. It's like, what are you talking about?
You don't have to unlock
This newspaper was here, and it just happened to be on this page. That's how he's acting about the phone. He's like, it just so happened that what was up on the screen of this phone, what was up on this phone was the room numbers for every person. It's like, what are you talking about? He's acting like he didn't go through the phone.
Yeah, I found that hard to believe.
Phones lock within seconds, okay? Ten seconds without use in there. So you're telling me you didn't have to enter into this phone and find something?
He left the room after Noah went to sleep and somehow encountered a loose phone that belonged to a producer who had all this information on it and pulled up and was not near it.
But also,
it's hard to believe.
They had settings, the producer had settings on their phone where it does not go into sleep mode after a certain amount of time. It just stays up.
Do you think a producer, I mean, how deep does this go, AB? Do you think a producer,
I think a producer's in on this rim.
Yeah, they're like, hey, you want to know where she is? Why don't you go talk to her? Yeah.
He made friends with one producer. Now he's protecting that producer by saying this. Sure. He probably has a good relationship with one or two producers, and they hooked him up with the room number. He was talking to them all night. They're all chilling at the hotel, probably at the hotel bar, and he's talking to the producers. Yeah. It's like an off day at the hotel. They're not recording. There's no cameras or anything. So he's probably chilling with the producers. He says, I know Alexa's here. I've been waiting to meet her. Let me get the room number.
Yeah.
I saw her up there on the balcony. Let me get her room number. And they gave it to
him.
And then he comes up with this story about the phone.
It's a pretty good story. I mean,
it's not a pretty good story. How did you get the phone?
Can't tell the truth about how you got the phone. Otherwise, he might get arrested. Break it into phones? If that's how it went down? That's a bridge too far for me. Hacking into phones like Mission Impossible.
He found a producer's phone, and it was just there for him.
And then he brings it back. He brings it back, AB. But love makes you do crazy things. It's back to the...
Love makes you do weird, crazy things. I made a mistake. A giant mistake. I wouldn't even say this was a mistake, honestly. They're acting like this was the worst thing he could have possibly done. It's just a grown adult going to meet up with another grown adult.
This is how you explain breaking the rules of these shows. You got to bring it back to, I wanted to leave here with someone. That's how much I want to find love and believe in this process, which is obviously a ludicrous process. Wells says, hey, you should probably let the group know.
Had that been me, I'd say, no, thank you, Wells. I will have you go back there and explain it. I'm just going to leave, okay? I'm not going back up there. You crazy?
Ivan admits that one person he wanted to meet when he got here was Alexa from Peter's season. He apologizes to Chelsea. The biggest whopper of this whole thing was, in my opinion, was when Ivan says he wouldn't have accepted Chelsea's rose because he's not in the right mental state for paradise. I find that impossible to believe, because the whole point of flirting with and kissing Chelsea was to get a rose then, you know, be around when Alexa comes the next day. Something he knows for certain is happening because he was just talking
to her. Yeah.
We'll never know. But I mean, come on.
What do you mean? We know.
Like, come on.
You're going to turn down that rose? He even mentioned earlier, like, I just hope that I'm not going to, when he was talking to Aaron before the whole thing started about how he's not going to steal anybody, but if he's just hoping to get a rose to see what else there is or whatever.
Exactly.
He said something like that. Like, there's no way he's turning down
that
Chelsea.
Hopefully Alexa comes. Yeah, please.
Yeah, come on.
Anyway. Then Riley gives him a nice
Riley,
mentor
again,
talk.
Taking it way too serious. Gives him the realest talk.
It was a real.
Like, he's truly let Riley down.
Again, it's just not that. He also just gave a humiliating speech in front of the group. Like, he knows. Yeah. He knows. He's leaving. But yeah, Riley was more disappointed than I've ever seen anyone in anyone. He's like,
I'm so disappointed.
We were all rooting for you, Ivan.
I mean, if we go, maybe he's thinking of it from a whole season perspective, like in terms of where I hoped Ivan would go and where he's ended, we were all rooting for him. And this was a gigantic letdown of a season for him. Huge, huge blunder.
It was a blunder. The guy was
blundering. Whole thing, the whole season.
Wildly entertaining. However, you know, at the end of the day,
you remember when he was sitting down with Tayshia and they had that conversation and he was like one of the most popular people in the franchise?
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah. That happens.
But I can't believe this is where it ended.
At the end of the day, they're all incentivized to fake it for roses, especially if they know who's coming down later.
Of course.
That's one of the funny elements of the show, is seeing people scramble to get roses and then tell us with a straight face that they feel a connection with someone who just happens to be a free agent on Rose Night. Happens almost every episode.
Absolutely.
So I don't know. I mean, he shouldn't have done this. However, it was funny and entertaining to me because it was a new twist on the same story, which is someone trying to like weasel their way into the next
round
of paradise.
The only thing that could have, a little, production tip, I would have had a few cameras, you know, secret cameras there at the hotel so we could get some grainy footage of Ivan.
I would love some grainy
opening footage. A hotel door room and Alexa popping out or something like that. We could have used some footage. That would have been funny.
1,000% agree.
That's all.
Or some
it's a little grainy footage. The hotel footage. I'm sure they have cameras in there.
What was that movie with Cloverfield? Like some there, he said they were talking on the balcony all night. Someone could have been in the bushes with like a camera, and we get the grainy like,
yep,
infrared. You don't talk about Cloverfield? I bet you don't.
No, I've never seen Cloverfield.
It's a monster movie. It's like a Godzilla type, and the whole thing is on cell phone.
I know what Cloverfield is. I just haven't seen it.
Yeah, put my feet on his couch. All right, the roast ceremony. Serena and Joe, basically zero surprises for this rose ceremony.
Just fly through this.
I always will. Serena, Joe, Abigail, Noah, Marissa, Riley, Mari, Kenny, Becca, Thomas, Chelsea, Aaron, Natasha, Ed. They made it seem like it was Ed versus Joe, but this was probably Ed all the way after their last date.
Yeah, no question.
And Tia and James was the only surprising one. However, I didn't care about it.
Don't care.
It was a very, very classy friend rose, and it made me want James to find love, so it was very effective. Really, I mean, Blake, Joe, and DeMar didn't get roses. It never got his at bat. DeMar, I figured he'd be a good Paradise person because he was a great side character.
All of these people that are coming in this late, just it's very unfair to them, and you feel bad for them and their, you know, their Instagram prospects and their everything. It's a bad situation.
Somebody's got to come late.
They got the short straw. Yeah.
No avoidance.
Someone has to come late.
Somebody's got to come late. Sorry.
I'm always surprised when I see people late, like, wow, man, I can't believe they waited this long for DeMar. But then if I'm going to think that, I need to, who am I going to replace him with?
Kick off?
Yeah, because they had a good cast of original people, too. It's hard. There's a lot of good people that you want on Paradise. It's tough.
Paradise is a lot like the NFL. And particularly the NFL, the NFL draft, particularly for quarterbacks. Yeah, I presented that poorly. When you get picked, where you land, the personnel you're working with,
yeah,
aka who's on the beach when you get there, where you go, the type of coaching staff, it all plays a huge role. You know, see what Sam Darnold
can make or break your career.
Exactly. It's huge. Sam Darnold, who's that guy for the Texans? Derek Carr. It happens.
Yeah, I hear you.
DeMar was drafted by the Jets. All right, let's take a quick break. Is it too early to take a break? Let's do it anyway.
I think we've gone through about 15 minutes of actual
I know.
TV.
I know. Let's take a break.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
There are some stories about my mom's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. From hilarious to heartfelt, tear-jerking to plot-twisting, her retelling of the events of her life, it always brings me joy. Just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mom or mother figure for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth will email your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. There's a wide variety to choose from. Some of my favorites are, do you have any keepsakes or heirlooms from your grandparents? And what's the furthest you've ever traveled? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. Then you'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's responses as they're submitted over the course of the year. Take it from me. You'll love their retelling of the stories you already know, and you'll be surprised by stories you've never heard before. After 12 months of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for decades to come. You can even keep a copy of the book for yourself. Our family keeps these gorgeous Storyworth books always within reach in the living room. They're great to read through whenever we're together, and I know they'll be passed down through the generations. Believe me, I'm not the only one who loves Storyworth. There are more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of family stories preserved since the company was founded more than 10 years ago. So give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/rosecast. That's storyworth.com/rosecast to save $10 on your first purchase. The next day, Wells introduces a new celebrity host. It's him. They ran out of money. Somebody's flight got canceled. The budget got cut. It is what it is.
This is your chance, bud. This is it. This is your audition. Let's go, Wells. Let's see what you can do.
And he nailed it, too. Unfortunately, not nailed it enough.
Not enough for him. I was going to say, you did all right, but
you did fine.
Not enough.
He put his heart into it. He almost cried. It meant so much to him to host Paradise for a day and a half. And everyone put him over in the confessionals, too. They're like,
yeah,
man,
they're putting him over.
Tell you man, what, Wells, would be, Wells could do the flagship if you
he
ask
could really
me.
Do it. I know you're not asking me, Mari, but
they're asking everybody. While during Wells' speech, he said something about how serious it's getting, and engagements are coming up. And then they panned to Kenny, who had a disgusted look on his face, like he just smelled dog poop. Run the tape back. Wells goes, engagements right around the corner, and then Kenny's got, ugh. Saying, well, think about that.
Engagements. I thought we had another couple weeks.
Kenny and Mari, what did you make of this conversation?
Kenny is starting to act distant. Who would have guessed it? The more serious
seems like
you
you're
get,
backing off, Mari.
The farther Kenny backs off. And he's going to blame it on you, his partner.
Of course. He says, Mari, it feels like she's backing off. It scares me that it already feels fizzled. There's no passion right now. So to recap, this went from 0 to 100 to 0. I'd say 0 to 60 to 0 to 100 to 0 in 3 days.
He says the passion is gone all of a sudden. Is he referring to that he just hasn't been in the boom boom room for 2 days? Is that what you're talking about, Kenny?
That's exactly what it is.
He says, I don't want us to get in over our heads thinking we're somewhere we aren't in terms of the relationship. He says, do we need to pump the brakes a minute? What are you talking about, Kenny? This had me rolling on the floor laughing.
Pumping the brakes because you're running out of time seems like the opposite.
Yes.
Strategy.
You were just talking about leaving together.
Marissa, Tia, and Beck are chat. Marissa says she might be more into Riley than he is into her. I haven't seen any indication of that.
Nope.
I'm sure it'll come back around. Tia says her and James might have something, maybe?
Starting,
they could.
She's open to starting something up with James. Okay.
Somebody slipped her the note that no more guys are coming down. Anna from Matt's season arrives. She has a date card and grabs Kenny.
Mrs. Dumphy.
That's right. Forgot about that.
That's her. She looks
was
like
that
Mrs.
your
Dumphy.
Call completely, or did you see that?
That
somewhere?
Was my
Be
call,
honest.
100%.
Was a good one.
Yeah, it's one of the best I've ever had. She looks just like her.
As a reminder, Anna is the one who fed the escort fire, and Wells says it's all good. Mm. Redemption story.
Yeah,
she has a day card. Grabs Kenny. Kenny explains to her that Mari and him are, quote, pretty much together, which is a hilarious way to describe the person you might propose to in 3 days.
I will give him props,
we're
though.
Pretty much together, I guess.
He turned down the date, so that's good.
He seemed quite bummed to do so. He was like, yeah, I guess I got to turn it down.
You know, optics.
You know, in any other
situation.
You know
situation. How they'll look here. You know how they'll... You should see how many dates I've gone on. I can't do it again.
You know,
I mean, it's been on 4 or 5 dates. I
know. She pulls James, the only person who hasn't been on a date. So
didn't
obviously, I mean, you obviously have to take him. No, neither do I.
Well, also everyone else has turned down the day. Thomas turned it down. Kenny turned it down. She was the first one that said he'd be open to it.
She returns, asks James on the date, and I wanted to point out here, if you run this back, Aaron looks at James and has the biggest smile on his face.
He's
like
happy
a proud,
for each other.
He's like,
oh. Find someone that cares for you like James and Aaron care for each other, and then you'll
it's
have
true.
A rich, fulfilling life.
That's all you need in life.
That's all you Aaron. Need is the love and friendship of these that these two have.
Abigail's at the bar chatting with Wells. She admits that her and Noah are not as locked in as everyone seems to think.
Okay. You two, we pushed you over there. Again,
yeah, now come back.
Come on back. We need to give
Let's
you a
talk.
Little TLC. We've got to give this relationship a little TLC. Yeah. We've been ignoring you. Okay, come on back.
Wells convinces her, hey, it seems like you're holding back. That's what they're telling me in the back. That was on the show. That was on my rundown sheet this morning. She's worried he might, Abigail's worried Noah might not reciprocate if she tells him how she feels.
Hmm. Interesting. Noted.
Yeah, keep an eye on it. James and Anna date.
Just a note, Tia, who hasn't cared about James or given him any attention, is now upset because James went on the date. There was a short segment on that.
You know, my feeling on that is Tia is a seasoned veteran and
she
plays ball and I think she probably isn't that into James, but is more than willing to pretend she is to play up the storyline. That is my feeling on that.
Fair.
Agree or disagree?
Agreed.
The James and Anna date, quickly. Human churro rolls and snake massages.
The first part, that's an ideal Ritman AB date. I would like to do that,
yeah.
Me and you together in a churro, rolling around in the sugar and cinnamon with the chocolate sauce. I'd do that.
Yeah,
with anybody.
Laughing. That's just a fact. Yeah,
you'd smell so good.
Yeah,
you'd feel good.
I'm awesome. Sure it exfoliates.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Sugar and cinnamon.
That's
probably the secret exfoliating keys for
yes.
My skin.
I would love to do this.
What about the snake thing then?
Wouldn't do it. I would have declined. No, thank you. I will turn that down. I'll go get back in the cinnamon sugar.
You don't want a big Burmese python that weighs as much as you laying on your back?
Not at all. No.
Me neither.
No. Scared of snakes. Don't fuck with them. No, sir.
They get to know each other a little bit and make out heavy in the hot tub. Straddle stuff. Anything else on this date?
Anna says he caught her eye right away. I found that to be a lie, as she asked multiple other people before James. I would say he did not catch her eye right away. But these two had some chemistry at the end of the day.
Hey, they might last, and the real couples might not, for all we know.
Heck. This sure as hell might.
Shoot. McKenna arrives. They had her get all dressed up to go to the mixer, and then they put her back in the hotel to marinate for like another 2 weeks.
That was bullshit. They did McKenna so dirty this season. She had to go to that thing.
Get her feet wet a little bit, dip her toe in the water.
And then she went home that night to the hotel she's been staying in.
I feel like they probably brought those people down in order of who had a legitimate connection.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
At the thing. And if she didn't connect with anybody, then they can just keep her in the bullpen.
And go back, yeah.
She pulls every guy within 3 miles of paradise. None are available.
McKenna drew the shortest straw of the season. Maybe there's more next week. I assume not, but she literally got the worst spot on the season. She's coming in. Everybody is coupled up. Every single person. So most options that she's interested in or that she had on her list just aren't options. So she's basically forced to go on a date with a certain, like, one or two people. It's a bad situation she's in.
She asks Aaron if he'll go on the date after a chat. He says, yeah, let's chat real quick, yeah?
And one more thing about these people this late. I hate it for them. I understand that it's necessary. But these people are just used as pawns to hopefully ruin another relationship. That's their only goal. Because they're not going to come out of this with a relationship. It's not long enough. It's like 2 days. So their whole goal, the purpose of these people this late are to mess up other relationships. So you got to feel for them.
Yeah, I mean, I like that, though. That's
yeah, I mean,
Island.
I'm not saying nothing's wrong with that. It's just I feel bad
for
these.
As we talked about more early in the season, they come here hoping to accomplish a few things. And well, listen, screen time is gold here.
Absolutely.
And they're not getting the screen time. She asks Aaron if he'll go on the date. He says, yeah. Let's chat real quick, yeah? Aaron and McKenna are talking. He says he wouldn't be able to put himself completely there for her on the date. I think I have that right. Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't be fair for him to take that from her. And this is a bad note I have here. He says he can't go on the date. I found the explanation to be reasonable unless he indicated he would be willing to do so in their first chat.
They had a first chat. I feel like he should have let her know then, because now this is very embarrassing.
Well, here's the thing. She asked everyone if they'd say yes to a date if asked. We didn't see her ask Aaron that. So there wasn't a moment where Aaron was like, yeah, I'd go on a date, because remember she asked Thomas. Mm-hmm. She asked
Ed. I noted here also that Ed shouldn't be turning down dates. I don't know why he was turning that down. You barely know Natasha. Why are you turning down dates?
Turned down a date with McKenna?
Yeah.
He said no?
Yes, to start with. During their first conversation.
I might be getting it confused because Anna and McKenna came quickly, one right after another.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she's annoyed. I felt like this was her only option. So who would go on a date with her?
It was Aaron or Ed.
It was Aaron
eyes,
or Ed.
That was it. And they both said no. So, yeah, I need to go.
Here's my question, AB. If Aaron says yes, don't you think he would have gotten killed by everybody on the beach? They were talking when he was down there like, oh, he better not go on this date with her.
I feel like
he's in a no-win situation.
I'm saying he should have said it during the first conversation so she didn't ask him and embarrass herself.
Gotcha. Okay.
That's just Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah. Decorum.
You know, yeah.
Ed goes down to chat after Aaron says no. And he says, hey, I know you've been waiting for this. I'd love to go on the date. McKenna says, nothing against you, which is not how you want that to start. I don't think the timing is right. It's best for me to go home. Ed spins this as, well, hey, you can't leave until tomorrow. You might as well go on a date with
we
old
might
Ed.
As well go on a
maybe
date.
Get some kiss footage out of the deal. You know, Big Ed, Easy E, why not? And she's like,
she was not
interested in this.
I kind of just would rather go back to the hotel and
I'd
watch some TV.
I'd rather go home than go on a date with Ed. Finally, she says, fine.
One of my favorite parts of this whole situation, not the Ed part, but before that, when Aaron comes back from turning her down, they're all like, how'd she take it? And Aaron's like, I think she took it pretty well.
Doing well.
Then Tia looks down there and she's like, oh, she's crying, y'all.
And she's actually crying, Aaron.
She's crying, y'all.
Okay, so she agrees to go on the date with Ed, and mm-hmm. then now we switch to Natasha being annoyed by that.
This was weird, this whole situation.
I thought when Ed went down there, my first thought was, oh, Natasha okayed this.
Yeah.
Or it was her idea or something.
Yeah, go do it. Yeah.
They went on a date, rollerblading around this fancy part of the resort. There's a camera in the elevator. You're talking about hidden cameras. There's a camera in that elevator hoping mm-hmm. to catch them kissing. McKenna gets around. I think she reluctantly admits that they're having fun.
This was a fun date. Rollerblading like around an empty, like almost looked like a mall or something. I don't know where they were, but it looked fun.
It was probably the main area of the
hotel,
the fancy part of the hotel.
Yeah, looked fun.
The date looked fun. I don't think McKenna was. I think McKenna was didn't want to be on this date with Ed. She tried to convince us that this is how she that she's happy it played out with it like this. I don't think, but they do kiss at the end, I guess.
Yeah.
Back on the beach. Natasha's sauntering around in the cat guy area. She thought she'd get this whole week with Eazy-E. Now she's running down her whole experience. It's back to being bad for Natasha.
I'll say this. You lost me here, Natasha. I'm a big fan of yours. I felt for you this whole season. But comparing Brendan and Ed to each other...
How do you mean?
She was acting like this was the same situation. She goes, this was the same situation happening all over again. It's like, no, this is extremely different. And to compare Ed to what Ed did to you to what Brendan did, all Ed did was go on one date with you.
Someone had to go on a date with her.
He went on another date.
I think Natasha might have been doing some Tia here and like doing the storyline. It seems impossible to think that she would not be okay with Ed doing this. Because if Ed didn't do it, McKenna was going to go home and not even interact with anybody.
Agreed.
Back on the beach nighttime, Serena and Joe live in different countries, AB.
I know.
And Joe says we'll go back and forth for a while and then we'll figure it out. This seems like the same problem, but
Joe.
Worse.
Joe, much worse. Respectfully, I'm going to have to disagree with how you think this is going to go. I need you to put a little more thought into this and have a conversation on which of you is going to move to where. Let's not do the same thing again, Joe. Respectfully, again, respectfully.
He's touching the hot stove after he already burned his fingers. Who's going to live where?
He goes, we'll figure it out later. It's like, you just got out of a situation where you could not figure it out later.
I don't think Joe's moving to Toronto. I just don't think that's going
to
happen.
Joe is not moving anywhere. It comes down to if you're willing to move to Chicago, we can be in a relationship. Because Joe is not leaving Chicago full time. It's not happening.
It's never happening.
If he didn't move when he was on Dancing with the Stars and he was the next big thing, probably could have been The Bachelor if he wanted to be. If he didn't move to Los Angeles then, you think he's going to move now? We're not going to figure anything out. You should be asking, do you think you would be willing to move to Chicago? That should be
ask
the question.
Right now.
Yes.
I like watching them canoodle on the beach. They say they're a nice couple, fun couple. It's sad knowing in the back of my mind that they're not going
to
last.
These two, the PDA is off the charts. I'm going to need them to move over there. These guys got to... Okay, you guys need to chill. I'm on the same day bed as you. I don't need you tongue-kissing next to me.
People do just be throwing that stuff out the
right
window.
Right next to each other. It's like, okay, move over there.
Mari reminds us that Kenny feels like she's pulling away. Every time I see Kenny on screen, AB, he has this look on his face that's just... trying to get out of here without any big commitments.
Head.
He's absolutely in over his head. And he feels the walls of engagement closing in on him. He's like, God, they're going to make me get engaged, aren't they? I didn't sign up for this. Luckily, a local priestess arrives to clean up some energies because we got some dirty
energies
on this each speech. Mari and Kenny are down by the fire with her. She says, we had a bad start, then it got okay, now it's bad again. They stand up and the lady says, we got to get the passion back into this.
Did you notice, make any note of Thomas and how he was acting to this stuff? He was over the top interested in this. Thomas kept saying about how important this was and how this was going to be one of the biggest moments of their life. I would say this. Kenny doesn't care.
He almost guaranteed. He's like, everyone, this is a Thomas guarantee. They're going to be closer than ever after this. They take a candle, do some like borderline wedding vow type stuff, and Kenny says he's falling in love with her. Here's the quote from Kenny.
I also wrote down this quote.
He's considering proposing to this person.
Yes.
I just feel like we have some kind of connection of some sort, and we somehow met, and it worked, and also emotional connection, and that's why I'm falling in love with you. I can't really explain it. It just is. Is that accurate, the quote?
Yeah, and then he says, if that makes any sense, and I wrote here, Kenny, that made no sense.
It doesn't.
No, I need you to redo that. I need you to redo that. That was garbage.
Mari's speech was more coherent, but in my opinion, equally unprofound.
Agreed.
She's just like, I'm really happy with you. We're going to... It seemed like she was trying to speak a successful lifelong partnership into existence, and I just don't see it happening.
This was the moment where Thomas says he guarantees Kenny's going to walk away with something profound from this. It's like, okay,
I'm not sure.
Kenny hasn't walked away from any situation with something profound.
To the camera, Kenny's talking. He's like, at the end of the day, you know, we both realize we want to be with each other. As of right now, all is well with Mari and I. We're both 100% honest with each other right now.
There's always a caveat with old Kenny. He throws in there.
It could change.
A way out.
Time.
He's always leaves himself an open window.
The door has to be cracked after every sentence in case he needs to escape.
Yes.
And I think that's what's going to happen. Moving on. Noah hasn't told Abigail he's falling in love with her, even though everybody else is saying it. Willy-nilly, if you ask me.
Yeah.
So now he's ready. They're chatting on the bed. He did say, I'm falling in love with you. Those words in that order. But it was part of a longer sentence and a rambly speech.
Agreed.
He did say it, though.
Yes.
We didn't see Abigail respond at all. I'm guessing in real time she said something, but they didn't show it.
She didn't reciprocate. I will say that. I'm sure of that.
She definitely didn't say, I'm falling in love with you too. Anything else on that interaction?
I don't think so. You hate to see it.
So Noah was...
He was hurt. He was hurt. He doesn't open up often and easily.
Next day, he's chatting with Becca. He says, this is what I told her. She didn't say anything back. Noah's starting to worry they might not be able to, quote, get there. Then the Paradise Prom was introduced, AB.
Love this.
With an 80s theme, this is just the kind of thing the show needs to do. Mix the shit up. Keep it light.
Mm-hmm. It's fun.
Previous weeks of the show, we've complained about how, you know, somber and serious it is. This is what you need. And you can get good storylines out of this. Plus, it's hilarious to see relationships fall apart while people are dressed like this.
While they're wearing that, yeah. Absolutely. It's funny.
Anything on the quick and dirty promposals?
No, just your classic promposals. Nothing to see here.
Becca pretended to be swept off her feet by Thomas's unevenly spaced and askew
balloons.
Letter balloons.
Yep.
How could I say no to this? Easily.
Easily.
You can very easily say no to that.
Easily. This is thrown together last
this
minute.
This is haphazard.
Joe did it in the sand. It looked good. He did it huge letters. Took him a while.
It was SOS type.
Yeah.
Castaway stuff.
Yep.
Anyway, the prom itself. Chelsea says she wants to have fun with Aaron, but Aaron is always having fun with James. The best couple on the beach, some are saying.
The most. One thing I know, those two will make it in terms of friends, lifelong friends.
Nothing will break their bond.
No. No chance. That's one thing I'm confident in. The rest of these
Aaron
people,
and James.
No clue. But Aaron and James?
They'll fade out of each other's lives eventually. Aaron and James rocking chairs on the porch when they're 87. I thought the prom setup was cool, AB. The band was good.
I did too. Band was great.
The Saved by the Bell styling, way better than the last party they had like this.
Yeah.
Tia feels left out when the music starts playing. Aaron pulls Tia.
This came from left field.
This came so far out of nowhere, I felt the producers had to have put him up to it. There was no inkling of this whatsoever. And if this doesn't happen, there's not enough drama at this expensive prom scene, by the way.
Aaron explains it that... Do you think... Here's my theory, at least. I think James was interested in Tia. He was in a relationship when Tia showed up. And then James was semi in a relationship, but now James went off with someone else, so that opens up Tia. Maybe he was interested in Tia all along, but everyone knows he's not stepping on James's toes. Aaron's not going to do that. He's not that type of friend, okay? So now it's open. She's available, single. James isn't in the picture. James, I'm sure they talked. James gave him the go-ahead. Now's his time. He doesn't want to regret anything. That's what I think happened.
I have no clue if that's true or not. However, I respect the thought process behind it so much that I have no choice but to believe
it. James and Aaron loyalty. So
yeah,
it could be
that's
true.
That's very good. That makes perfect sense, actually.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Anyway, before we get into it, Aaron looks cool as shit, by the way. This is what he was meant for. He's 80s.
He looks awesome.
Guy, basically AC Slater.
He has an awesome earring, an AC Slater earring.
Yep. Yeah.
He looked great.
He looked great. So then Aaron and Tia talk outside. He offers her a corsage. That's one thing that was like another level of like of stirring it up is like, I'm going to give her a corsage.
Yeah.
Like, it's a movie or something.
Yep.
Then they make out. I had no idea what was like happening here.
It was a turn. Tia said it was a long makeout, too. She's had some long makeouts on the beach.
That means something.
With that one guy, I can't remember his name, under the shower, the outdoor shower.
Blake.
They kissed for a long time. And she said, this was the longest kiss I've had in paradise. So they were there for a while.
Holy cow.
These two might have something.
On the way back, Tia goes, hey, well, what about Chelsea? Says, well, she's going to be mad at me. Obviously, I'm in trouble.
She was mad.
As far as I'm concerned, Chelsea says, Aaron can kick rocks barefoot.
I've never heard that. I like that, though.
Yeah, I didn't.
Kick rocks barefoot.
I mean,
barefoot.
I don't put much thought
That's
into
good.
Actually kicking the rocks when I hear that phrase, but kicking them barefoot.
That's good. I like that.
On
I will say
day.
This about Chelsea. Chelsea didn't like what happened. She was mad about this. You literally kissed Ivan yesterday.
I don't think you and Aaron's relationship is unbreakable where he couldn't pursue something else. I'm just going to say that. Why is she so mad? What was I missing here?
That was the beauty of this show. You go over here, you make out over here, that person gets mad at you, then that person makes out with somebody else, and then it's like, hey, wait a second, it's all up. That's the crossing streams.
But why are these seemingly reasonable people? Like, I thought considered Chelsea to be reasonable. Why is she so mad about this?
You got to play up the storylines. It's a weird. It's a weird. It's also. It's real. It's not real life. It's there's pressure. There's people in your ear. There's you got to say this. You got to do these. The emotions are not high, or their emotions are real high. You're on the beach for weeks at a time. You're living a vacation all day, every day.
You're sapped of energy from the sun. Completely sapped of energy. The sun. You're running on fumes,
and you're like kind of buzzed for like 12 hours a day. Like I'd be fried. My brain would be fried. The Paradise Superlatives, biggest flirt, Kenny, obviously the naked guy who's been to the boomer room with umpteen people.
Countless people.
Best kisser of toes, that was a funny twist, was obviously Marissa. Most likely to live happily ever after, Abigail and Noah.
Abigail to the camera says that Noah said he's falling in love and it didn't register with her. That's how she explains it. It didn't register with her, which I believed. And she says,
I buy that.
And she also mentioned that she's going to tell him the same thing tonight.
I buy that.
I do too.
It was buried. He buried the lead.
It was a lot of stuff.
It wasn't the focus of the conversation.
Sometimes less is more.
He was too much fluff around that. Mm-hmm. King and Queen, Serena and Joe.
There was some Abigail and Noah buzz for King and Queen, and I just thought, there's no fucking way you guys are winning it. There's no way. With Joe and Serena, they were all talking like, I think Abigail and Noah are going to win. It's like, no chance. We know who's winning this. It's the big dogs. Come on.
AB.
Come on.
Listen, there might have been some voter
rigged.
Fraud in this.
Of course
this
there was voter fraud.
This was
Rim and AB in
the
Halloween costume party bathroom.
Rigging the vote.
Rigging the vote. It didn't matter who won this vote. They had paper and they all vote. But sometimes you have to rig votes for the rightful person to win. And the rightful person was Joe and Serena. So I don't care what the vote said or who you voted for. That's the couple of paradise. It is.
I loved how this was such a great,
it's great
idea for a segment.
I loved all of it
because it's so funny how everyone was taking the prom stuff really seriously.
Of course, it was fun.
And then this was basically a Saved by the Bell episode.
It was.
Slater went out off to the side and made out with Tori, and Jesse found out. It was A+.
Man, Tori really shook things up in the Saved by the Bell world. I will say that.
Yes, she
really
did.
Shook things up out of
nowhere. Fucking jean
girl
jacket?
No, she had a leather jacket.
Oh, it's jean. Yeah. Of course
she had the leather jacket.
She's coming into Bayside with the leather jacket. Doing the motorcycle. Here comes Tori. A+ conception and execution.
Agreed.
For this, I think. Anyway, now the bummer, super bummer scene.
Mm-hmm.
Noah's conflicted. He pulls Abigail aside. They're talking for a while, but it was too loud. They were like, hey, you got to go where we are. The mics aren't picking up your words. You can't hear what you're
saying.
It's too loud. So they had to go like recreate the conversation over on the stairs. Noah says there's been some conflict between what he feels and what he thinks he should do after Paradise. He feels like he's been trying to force something he wants when deep down he doesn't know if she's his person. So he's breaking up with her. And Abigail says she's never been this blindsided before.
I believed her, too. She said, I don't know if I've ever been this blindsided. She said it so matter-of-factly, like, you have...
She ran down all the blindsidings in her life and was like, this is, I think, number one.
I think this is the number one. I was not expecting this. You told me yesterday you were falling in love, and now this.
She takes off her corsage. She takes off her corsage like it's a movie. Oh, yeah? Peel that off. She says he's been pushing her to get to his level, and Noah admitted he had this feeling for more than 24 hours, and yet within that 24-hour window, he still said, I'm falling in love with you. Certainly a fair criticism.
Absolutely.
She gets up, walks away. He's sitting there with his head down.
He also keeps telling her that she's not his person to her face, which I think was enough. She said it. She said, please stop telling me that I'm not your person. I've heard it enough.
That's not something I
forget after you say it the first time.
She goes off to the bathroom, cut shots of all the other happy couples.
Yeah.
So this is where we end.
crying in the bathroom.
I will end with this, AB. I think they'll be fine. I think they'll work it out. Because
you think they'll work it out?
This happens on Paradise. Joe and Kendall did this.
You
and
can't
left.
Say that you're not someone's person, though.
You probably can. I'm sure it's happened before. What about Kevin and Astrid?
Language. Not
Kevin
that.
And Astrid.
No,
he
sir.
He says he doesn't know for sure. I think they'll work it out. I do.
Okay.
The most serious couples in recent years on Paradise break up.
When you're not someone's person, you're not someone's person.
He doesn't know that for sure. Think about who has gotten engaged on Paradise. Jordan and the girl with the boyfriend. The most serious couples on Paradise break up at the end because it's scary how serious they are. Then they work it out in the real world. I think Abigail and Noah are going to be...
Wow, what a prediction.
Get back together. I think so.
Wow. Okay.
Did you see the preview?
Yeah, I was too locked in. It was too good of a preview. My goodness. Kendall, what are you doing here?
Kendall's back. I mean,
what are you doing here? Legitimately, what are you doing at this beach right now? Are they going to make it?
Joe and Kendall?
Yes.
No. Come on, we're not playing that game.
What if
again.
He still has feelings, Rim?
I'm sure he does.
Okay, then. This is her big moment. She's throwing the Hail Mary. She's going all in.
I feel like she already threw a Hail Mary, and now she's trying to return a long kickoff for a touchdown. She's standing in front of the goalpost when Joe's going for a field goal, and she's going to try iron bowl it. I don't know what this is. Like, she already went left and was like, this is the worst I've ever felt in my life.
I think, okay, one of two things are going to happen. Either this is a complete ABC fucking with us again and nothing happens from this.
It's footage from another time. Yeah.
She's laying it all on the table. All the cards are out, Rim. All in. I love you, Joe. Do you love me? I'll move to Chicago. Let's go.
Oh.
Right now.
That's the only thing that could change.
Let's go. I've thought about it. I can't live without you. I'm ready to go to Chicago. Go Cubs.
All right. The two extremes.
The Bears.
Either that... Bears are moving to Arlington Heights, but that's neither here nor there. Either that's option one, or option two is it's a complete fake out by ABC and it's footage from the first time she arrived. Yep. Which do you think is more likely?
More likely is obviously that we're getting tricked. We're tricked almost weekly into something. Remember the big storm that was going to shut down the season and I thought production had stopped and this might be the end? Turned out to be nothing.
Nothing.
This is probably nothing, but it might be something.
I'm holding out hope for that because that would be way more interesting.
Something.
Mailbag 773-234-7794. Ben from San Diego. I think we need to acknowledge that Aaron is a Paradise professional. He's constantly doing just enough to get into drama and grab screen time without becoming a villain. The move with giving Tia the corsage was a masterstroke. Feel like he guaranteed himself a slot next summer. Plus, he and James are the best couple on the beach. Thank you, Ben. The headline of the week is obviously the news that came out yesterday. Jesse Palmer is hosting next season of The Bachelor, which means Wells is not.
Semi-surprising.
Semi-surprising, not shocking.
I'm not that stunned that it wasn't Wells, but I just had not thought of Jesse Palmer. I should have thought of him, because wasn't he doing that surfer show on ABC right after The Bachelor?
He's been a television professional since he was The Bachelor, like 15 years ago. He's been college football on ESPN, and I'm pretty sure he had a Good Morning America stint that might still be going on. So not shocking at all. You're right. I wasn't thinking.
I didn't think of him.
It seemed obvious that they were putting Wells, they're building Wells to be that.
Yeah, it seemed like it.
So maybe next time. Any other comments on that?
Do you want some Facebook comments on it? Little
impromptu
Facebook comments on Jesse Palmer. This is from Audrey. I like the female perspective. From Amanda, this suits me. Wasn't enjoying the comedy alumni show, talking about Bachelor in Paradise. Needs a polished lead. However, what they could do are alum mentors. Andrew said, for me personally, this is an uninspiring choice. Vanessa said, who? That's it for...
The Rose League. Final scores. The two episode winners this week were Team Locked in Love 12 and Team Abs of Steel XX, with each with 311 points. I got my highest total of the season, 254. So might as well shut it down. I'm peaking.
I'm going the other way.
Finished 177th out of 627. Do you still stand by your what you would have won if you the momentum didn't the balloon wasn't?
It's impossible to go back in time and say what would have happened had I carried that momentum that I was riding.
But pretend you can.
You're looking at a top 100. I would have done better. I would have once that happened.
You didn't even get top 100?
No, 227.
So I beat you.
What'd you get?
177th. I had a huge week this
overall?
Week.
Overall?
Yes. No.
I'm talking overall. 227th out of 993 overall for the final standings.
Oh, yeah. All right. Hey, all right. I got 424. All right.
Yeah.
I mean, got 177 out of the
episode. I skipped a week and then mailed it in after I did that. Had that not happened and I was still riding high, the graph going straight up, there's no telling how high it could have been. There might not be a t-shirt given away. That's all I'm going
to
say.
No, I was going to say I would have loved to have given you a t-shirt. So Locked in Love 12 and Abs of Steel Double X sent us a message with your preferred sticker and your mailing address, and we'll get that out to you. A couple people have had some shipping issues, so we are rectifying those, but the shipping ain't quick. I'll say it. The season champion with 1,900 points on the dot is Team Merrimack. Congratulations. Alana Palooza got second with 1,856. Paige Tality had 1,843. Hotbot 94, 1,827. Kath Grace, Team Shway, Rachel Z, Amanda 1,719, and Lindy round out the top 10. Good job to everyone. Congratulations to Team Merrimack. Pick out a t-shirt, Team Merrimack, and send us a message with your mailing address. Thanks, everyone, playing Rose League.
That was fun. That was fun.
It was a lot of fun. I hope people enjoyed. We're okay with the weekly requirement, homework assignment, if you will. That was always our hesitation with this before, is it's easier to do it all before the season. But because it seemed the feedback was good on this, I would guess that we're probably going to do Rose League again for Michelle's season. But that's not a promise yet. We'll see. Anyway, any pyramid changes today, AB?
We got two additions, Rim. Not much for changes. People have been calling for Ivan's head. I'm not moving him down. He's still he didn't lose any followers. He's still sitting at the same amount. I still think he's a star of the show. Even though he had a bad season, I'm not moving him down. I won't do it. Okay.
It's your pyramid.
Added to the pyramid, McKenna. She's got,
she has a ton of followers.
She has 300,000 followers. I almost had to put her up in the star tier, but I didn't. I put her in important role player because of how late she showed up and how she was at the earlier part of the season and still didn't get brought in until later. So she's in the important role player tier with people like Noah and Tammy.
Her Instagram handle is just her first name. That's badass if you can get that.
That's really badass. That's cool. Well, she's got an interesting spelling of McKenna, so
yeah,
still it makes it a little easier. But yeah, that is badass. That's how you live.
I mean, LeBron didn't have LeBron, and he's the only LeBron, far as I know. So
she's an important role player, and then Anna comes in as an extra on the extra tier. Next week, I will give my final pyramid update. I'll give a full pyramid breakdown of where everyone ends the season, including people that have been sent home. So we'll do the full pyramid next week. It's going to take hours of work.
Thank you, AB, for your sacrifice. All right. Well, that's it. Next week is the Paradise finale.
So is it next week is the finale and then the week after is Michelle, or is there a week in between?
No, Michelle's is October 19th.
So there's a week in between. Nice little week. Nice little week off.
All right. Anything else, AB?
I don't think so.
About predictions for who's getting engaged.
Joe and Serena are not getting engaged.
Yep. Same. I was going to say that.
Riley and Marissa are. Who else is there? Kenny and Mari are.
Oh, God. That is just would be the best.
And then that's it. That's like the, I guess Thomas and Becca. That's not happening. She's not saying yes to a proposal. The Bachelorette is not saying yes to a proposal.
On the beach, no.
You must have lost your damn mind if you think Becca's leaving here with a proposal. Thomas might propose. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying they're not going to be engaged.
If Thomas proposes and Becca says, I mean, come on, be serious, Thomas. Do you think they stay together? I mean, that's what she would say. She'd be like, I mean, Thomas.
Come on. It's me.
Come on. Yeah.
I'm the bachelorette.
It's the big dog.
Come on.
Do you think they would stay together?
Maybe. Is there a reunion? Is that the empty week that we're thinking of? Is there a reunion?
No, the season finale is next week.
There's no reunion?
Not on Wikipedia.
Okay. That's disappointing. Maybe it's a three-hour reunion.
The reunion might be part of it. Yeah.
Might be next week. Yeah, I think that's it for predictions.
Okay, those are the only
possibilities. What is Ed and Anna or whoever? I can't even remember who we went on a date with. McKenna,
yeah.
Or Anna and James. They going to get engaged? No. But we got Fantasy Suites next week, so that'll be interesting. And then
maybe someone.
We might have a Neil Lane showing.
It's been too long. All right. That's all we got. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.